a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
South Dakota House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in prayer today will be Pastor John Fetty from the Pier 4 Peer Ministerial Association. Leading our pledge today will be Paige Joseph Drew from Rapid City.
Let us pray. Father God, we do pause to thank you before we start the business of the house, that, Lord, that you would grant us mercy and grace. We thank you for what you've given us in the past, but we have new needs today. So we ask, Lord, that you would grant us mercy and grace and wisdom. We also ask that you be with the men and women in the military and grant them safety, especially, Lord, those from South Dakota. We will be thankful for this. For this, I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible,
Clerk, will please call the roll.
Abdallah, Blake, Boland, Boomgarden, Bruner, Carson, Konzik, Cronin, Dielstra, Dennert, Dryden, Elliott, Fargent, Feikert, Feinstein, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hager, Hanson, Holly, Hickey, Hoffman, Hubble, Hottenhoff, Hunt, Ironclaw, Jensen, Jones, Junkie, Killer, Kirkaby, Kirschman, Klochek, Hopp, List, Lucas, Less, Magstead, Miller, Mosier, Munsterman, Nelson, Narstrup, Olson, Perry, Romkema, Rosam, Russell, Schaefer, Schrempf, Sigdestad, Sly, Solem, Steele, Street, Strickers, Torno, Tulson, Turbeville, Van Gerpen, Vanneman, Venner, Vercio, White, Wick, Wilson, Wink, Wismer, Speaker Roush.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Thank you. Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 27th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Val Roush, Chair.
All those in favor of approval of the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Communications.
February 24th, 2011, Mr. Speaker and members of the House of Representatives, I have the honor to inform you that on February 24th, 2011, I approved House Bills 101, 1015, and 1022, and the same have been deposited in the Office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, Dennis Dugard, Governor.
Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Education respectfully reports that Senate Bill 111 do pass and Senate Bill 8 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Thomas J. Bruner, Chair. The Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports that Senate Bills 168, 184, 186, 189, and 192 do pass, and Senate Bill 86 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Dean Wink, Chair. The Committee on Commerce and Energy respectfully reports that Senate Bill 43 do pass, Senate Bills 46, 103, and 119 do pass to be placed on the consent calendar. Roger D. Solem, Chair. The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that Senate Bill 93, 109, and 158 do pass. David Less, Chair. And the Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that Senate Bills 81 and 101 do pass, Senate Bill 34 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and Senate Bill 35 and 80 do pass as amended. Roger W. Hunt, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return here with House Bills 1002, 1045, 1081, 1092, 1094, 1099, 1133, and 1162, which have passed the Senate without change. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return here with House Bill 1118, which has been amended by the Senate, and your concurrence in the amendments is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return here with House Concurrent Resolution 1004, in which the Senate has concurred. Respectfully, Trudy Evanstead, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution 1013, a concurrent resolution recognizing March 2, 2011 as Law Enforcement Appreciation Day in South Dakota. The Speaker has waived the referral to committee of House Concurrent Resolution 1013.
Representative Lucas. Granted, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We had a number of teachers and educators in here today talking about the importance of public education. And we had luncheon across the street at the SDA building. We have some of them up in the balcony from Sioux Falls, T, Rapid City, and Bonham. So please recognize them and thank them for lunch.
Thank you and welcome. Representative Schaefer.
Personal privilege, please.
Granted.
I'd like to introduce my granddaughter, Dara Ness, is with me today.
Welcome. You have a very tough job today keeping Grandpa out of trouble. Also, we'd like to welcome back a couple of our pages from last year. Are they here? It's Nicholas and Kelsey. Welcome back. Thank you for coming back again. Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Lust moves that the reports of the Standing Committees on Taxation on Senate Bill 146 and Local Government on Senate Bill 68 be adopted.
All those in favor of the Lust motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Second reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 66, an act to revise certain provisions regarding land leased by counties.
Senate Bill 66, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Magstead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and honorable members of the South Dakota House of Representatives who did fabulous last night playing against some very tall trees in the Senate. I bring Senate Bill 66 for your consideration today. This bill allows the counties on the land that they own to lease their land to the highest bidder. Currently, South Dakota law allows for counties to lease all their real estate. It requires that that real estate be offered at a public auction. It requires that each tract of land shall be leased to the highest bidder. Except it also requires that the current leaser have the ability to match that highest bid. So the unintended consequences has been that there's been a decrease in the number of bidders attempting to bid for that lease because of the low likelihood of the other bidders actually obtaining that lease due to this match bid requirement. And secondly, it's limited the counties from obtaining the highest market value for the land they own. So eliminating this requirement would enhance the bidding process for those who would like to lease that land and provide a fair market value for that lease to its counties. So I thank you for your consideration of a green vote on this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the House is final consideration of Senate Bill 66. All those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote. Mr. Leader. great.
Have a safe trip.
Thank you. I would say congratulations, but that would indicate that maybe I actually want that, but... Do we have a spokesman? Mr. Leader, Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Senator Olson, I'm sorry. Some things never change. Your roots go deep.
Yeah, I honestly didn't know when the exact moment was that I'd get the privilege of coming back and... speaking to the lower house, so I really do appreciate you. I appreciate your indulgence, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body. Truly, it is an honor for us to be here today celebrating our well-deserved victory. The fun part about this is that it shouldn't be a great surprise to the House that this was coming. You know, seriously, looking back even to the elections in the fall, you know, we picked up a Peters, a Krebs, a Cutler, a Ferrix, a Tiedemann, a Nygaard, a Putnam, a Schleckaway, a Lederman, and a Rave, and all we had to give you was a Klochek and an Abdallah. So as my former seatmate in the Senate, Senator Bradford says, "Kosh pops wash day," which means good trade. As you know, this is all about the kids, and we're going to have some fun with it. But I think that, as we raised money, and there's certain elements to this that do take some planning and some resourcefulness. And with that said, I saw Representative Hoffman with a big wad of cash, which I'm sure he's used to carrying around. But I think that what my advice to Representative Hoffman is that you let the outwitting, outplaying, and outlasting to other members of your family. You're going to hear it in just a second from our coach, who just came off the injured reserve and wasn't ready for action herself. She did a great job delivering the Senate back its trophy for the kids voting basketball. The final thing that I have to say is that, going back to Representative Hoffman and the way that he so quickly spent out his cash, as is common in the House. Senator Tiedemann and Senator Peters showed that, again, the Senate appropriators are the ones that need to control our dollars, because we outplayed, outwitted, and outlasted you. Thank you very much.
Mr. Speaker.
Senator Hanoff.
Thank you. Well, I come from a faith-based organization, and there's a couple things that come into play. Number one, we have a mission, and our mission last night was the kids of South Dakota, and we all contributed to that mission, and we made kids remember and to remind them how important their right is to be voters and to be active in the public service sector, and I want to thank all of you for your participation last night to send that message out to our youth. Secondly, everything is about people, and it's about teamwork, and there was teamwork both on the House and the Senate side. But we do have a player of the night, or as the sportcasters would say, the play of the game was Senator Tom Nelson, who got a three-pointer that went to 6 points. So think about that. Yeah. just for any mission, you need money. Money and mission go together, and we raised over $11,000, which is the greatest amount that's been done. Thanks to all of you. And of course, the final thing is, didn't we all have fun last night? Let's hear it for fun!
Representative Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We humbly acknowledge that we were outfoxed, we were outwitted, and we were outplayed. And we will graciously come back to the turf and the home court advantage again next year, which would rightfully be here had we not had so many opportunities of the refs not listening to us, spending that money. But hear me out. Knowing that we are very congratulatory to the Senate, what we would really like to do, though, we're seeing about half the teams not here. What happened to your basketball team?
I believe our whole team is here. Representative Les.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to thank the other member of the legislature, other body of the legislature, for interrupting their daily nap to come over and regale us with these such witty comments. And picking up what Representative Hoffman left off, I don't see a lot of your team here. And I don't see a lot of your team that scored in the game, certainly. And as for Senator Nelson, you know, there's a saying about even a blind squirrel. And that may apply for his shot. But I think the true winners were the kids. And if we want to boil it down to who the actual winners were, it's them. If you want to take a subset of that, it would be which house raised the most money. And while your hired goons may have been good at scoring, they did not do as well in raising money as we did. So I think the true winners were the kids, and they will look to the body who raised the most money, which would clearly be the House, as it always is. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker.
Senator Peters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I would like to remind that the leader of this esteemed body, that we are half the number and still raised about the same. If you look at the in-kind contributions that were contributed on behalf of our senators, on top of the cash that we have raised and are continuing to raise, I think you will find that we will exceed the Senate by the end of exceed the House by the end of the day. So, being half, we raised more.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Dalla.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wasn't there last night, and I just want to acknowledge to Senator Olson, he's correct. Those new 8 senators you got over there, it would take those 8 to replace Representative Klochek and me.
Representative Feinstein.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wish we could also let them know that my friend from Madison, the majority leader over there, talked to us about the lower house, but according to my computations, we're about 3 to 5 inches higher over on this side. So who is the higher house? Who's the upper house? And also, Senator from District 9, yes, we outnumber you 2-1, so let's jump them.
Senator Hanoff.
Just one last thing, just like a mother, who forgot their shoes, sweatshirt, gloves? I've got leftovers, so if you've got something missing, I got it.
Are they size 7 shoes? They're not mine, but maybe they'll fit. Sergeant at Arms, did you escort them out, please? Representative Bruner.
Mr. Speaker, I think for next year we need to find out if, when we rent players like that, if they can be had by the pound or by the head.
Very good.
Representatives Turbeville and Benner still need to vote.
We're still in a vote here, so make sure you voted.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yays 66, nays 3. Yays 65, whoops. I should have been keeping score last night for the House. Nays 33.
Senate Bill 66, having received majority vote of the members elect, hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Okay. Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 95, an act to provide for the printing of voting rights notices.
Amazing. A few senators leave and it got nice and quiet in here again. Senate Bill 95, having had its second readings up for consideration and final passage, are there any remarks? Representative Tolson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, you know, we're truly winners in here. You guys really did a good job last night, so congratulations. But this bill is Senate Bill 95. This bill adds into statute the ability of the Secretary of State's office to provide voting rights notices at the polling place. The intention of this legislation will be to have a voter frauder hotline. With that, Mr. Speaker and honorable fellow members, I ask you for your support of Senate Bill 95, and thank you, and please vote green.
Thank you. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the House is final consideration of Senate Bill 95. All those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representative Keller. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68.
Senate Bill 95, having received majority vote of the members elect, hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 108, an act to allow for the appointment of an alternate board member for the County Legal Expense Relief Board.
Senate Bill 108, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Feichert, I have your name on the list. Is that accurate?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Speaker and members of the House. This bill, what it will do is it will make for possibility of an alternate to serve on Board of Catastrophic Legal Expense Relief, and that is a program that's put together through state law that allows for counties to be able to participate in a program that assists counties in the financial side of funding legal expense in for example, a murder trial, catastrophic legal expense. And this would make possible the Board of County Commissioners, the Executive Board, to appoint, for example, the maybe the manager of the county or assistant manager in a county to sit in when a board member, a county commissioner on this board, might not be available. That way they would be able to have a quorum present, and it's a good bill, something that the Association of County Commissioners has asked for, and push green.
Thank you. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the House is final consideration of Senate Bill 108. All those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Dennard, Hoffman, Olson, and Wick.
Wick votes aye.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68.
Senate Bill 108, having received majority vote of members elect, hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, title deemed correct.
Senate Bill 129, an act revised which county employees may assist in the execution of United States passport applications and to declare an emergency.
Senate Bill 129, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Roush.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, today I bring before you Senate Bill 129. This is a correction we need to do across the state in some of our courthouses because of some changes they made at the federal level. The Register of Deeds currently in some counties, about 18 of them, is allowed to do passport work. The Register of Deeds also does birth certificates, marriage certificates, all those things. The federal government has tried to make it safer and harder for people to get passports without having multiple checks. And so they are now requiring that the same office cannot offer both of these documents. So this bill is allowing the counties to be able to appoint someone to go to training, get certified to do the passport work, so that they will now have the Register of Deeds doing their job and then someone else in another office in the courthouse is doing the passport work, so they'll still be able to offer it locally. So it's really, it's not cleanup language, but it's a compliance language so that we can still offer those services locally in our courthouses. Thanks to the federal government, we need to make this change so that can still happen. So I would ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final consideration of Senate Bill 129. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members shall proceed to vote. Doesn't say it on here. Russell votes aye. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, because it has an emergency clause, this is a two-thirds vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68.
Senate Bill 129, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 55, an act to allow the shooting of coyotes from snowmobiles. Representative Lust moves that Senate Bill 55 be deferred to Monday, February 28th, the 29th legislative day.
Those in favor of the Lust motion will vote aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Senate Bill 96, an act to revise the fee schedule for certain documents filed with the County Register of Deeds.
Senate Bill 96, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Cronin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Speaker, members of the House, Senate Bill 96 addresses the fee schedule for the Register of Deeds that has not been revised since 1997. Our first reaction, of course, to any mention of a fee increase is opposition. No one likes the idea of raising fees, but the heart of the issue here is responsibility. It would be irresponsible for us to continue forcing our counties to lose money on recording a document in perpetuity for our own benefit. A task force composed of registers of deeds from across the state studied the registrar's fee structure in South Dakota. How they related to other fee structures of other states in the United States, and the costs associated with these documents. The task force discovered that our current fee structure falls far short in the total cost of recording and perpetually keeping documents associated, and could be simplified with a flat fee schedule. This bill will create a simple standard flat fee schedule that is consistent with the UCC filings that we use currently in the Secretary of State's office, passed by this body in 2009, and will allow the Register of Deeds to simply cover their cost of business. Just a few items on the fee structures. The main fee that will change is a fee of $10 plus $2 per additional page, which is for most documents right now will just be $25. It moves certified copies of any instrument of record from $5 from $1 for each page. Sets rates for larger documents such as mortgages and plats at the flat fee of $60, and sets rates for master deeds at $75. This will provide for the timely filing of real estate documents and will reduce the rejection rate that we currently have. This is a good bill that serves a compelling need for the counties in the state of South Dakota, and I ask you to support it. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final consideration of Senate Bill 96. Those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk, will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 59, nays 9.
Senate Bill 96, having received a majority vote of the member, a two-thirds vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 142, an act to repeal the requirement that members of certain boards and commissions receive the advice and consent of the Senate.
One of them bills to make the senators' jobs easier. Senate Bill 142, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I heard that nasty remark.
Oh, is my mic on? I'm sorry.
Senate Bill 142. Present law requires Senate confirmation on appointments by the governor, and it includes a whole host of appointments. What Senate Bill 142 does is eliminate a few of those appointments that have to be confirmed by the Senate. In my past life, we had to confirm a lot of appointments, and in most cases, 95% of the cases, the appointee wasn't even present for the confirmation. This bill still requires confirmation of most all cabinet secretaries and a lot of boards and commissioners, however, eliminates a few, like the South Dakota Energy Infrastructure Authority, Career Service Commission, Board of Directors of the Educational Telecommunications, State Commission on Human Rights, and on and on. So all this does is clean it up and eliminate some of the confirmation by the Senate for some governor's appointments, and I ask you to vote green, and it's a non-controversial bill.
Thank you. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the House is final consideration of Senate Bill 142. All those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representative Magstad. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 63, nays 5.
Senate. Representative Abdallah.
I'd like a list of the no votes, please.
Klocek wants to change his vote to no. Senate Bill 142, having received majority vote of the members elect, hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
Oh, you really do? Okay. Senate Bill 24, an act to increase the filing fee for a rate case filed by a gas or electric public utility.
Senate Bill 24, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Norstrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. Senate Bill 24 is an electrifying bill. It deals with the filing fees for gas and electric utility rate cases. And when a utility goes to the PUC and is trying to raise their rates, they pay $100,000 for a general rate case or $125,000 for a general rate case and an integrated resource plan. And that's the current law. This bill changes it to the filing fee is $250,000, and it deletes the integrated resource plan section of it. And the $250,000 is just a cap. It's not that every rate case is going to be charged that, or every utility. They just charge the actual cost. So I ask for your favorable vote, and I'll stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Representative Liss.
Question for the previous speaker.
Please state your question.
Is Senate Bill 24 well-grounded?
Representative Norstrup, would you like to answer that question?
I sure hope so.
No Thank further you. Questions, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Further remarks? I think they're getting anxious to get out of here, Karen. Hearing no further remarks, this will be a two-thirds vote. Fee increases to continuously appropriated fund. Question before the House, final consideration of Senate Bill 24. All those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representative Miller. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 67, nays 1.
Senate Bill 24, having received two-thirds majority vote of members elect, hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct. Representative Lost.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that we defer the remainder of our calendar to the 29th legislative day.
All those in favor of the last motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Aye.
Motion carries. Representative Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Greenfield, Ironcloud, Lust, Nelson, and Russell, be on notice.
I believe you need to add Klochek's name to that, too. Representative Klochek changed his vote. It'll be in the journal as of Monday. Announcements. Representative Klochek, did you have a...
Personal privilege?
Please.
Very quickly, I'd like to commend Representatives Wick and Kirkaby and Coach Hoffman for an excellent job on the basketball tournament, for raising the money and doing a great job. They really did a great job. And there's an old saying, I think MacArthur said it, we shall return. And we shall, with a representative from Sioux Falls suited up with Senator Klochek. Representative Abdallah and Klochek will both suit up next year. Thank you.
Yes, good job to our captains and money raisers. Announcements. Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Commerce and Energy, 10 a.m. Monday morning. We have a full calendar. Do your homework. We'll go to work. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, another reminder of the conference committee on House Bill 1034. That'll be Monday at noon. 464, Monday at noon, 464, Representative Solem, Willitson, Howley, Senators Nelson, Peters, and Buell. Representative Hunt.
An announcement, a reminder that 10 o'clock Monday, House Judiciary meeting, we have a full agenda again. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Representative Wank.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Appropriations will meet Monday morning at 8 o'clock for bill hearings.
Thank you. Representative Bruner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Education, bright and early Monday morning, 7:45.
7:45 Monday. Further announcements? Representative Nelson.
Thanks, sir. I'd like to remind folks of March 2nd and today's deadline. We're having that court-appointed special advocate program for children charity shoot on Law Enforcement Day, or proposed Law Enforcement Day, out at the Law Enforcement Training Academy. Should be a lot of fun. If you're interested in shooting, I ask you to do this, because some of the proceeds we're going to collect are going to go to charity, which is CASA. If you don't know what that is, get up with me. But we do need to have these in to DCI as far as who's shooting today. So if you're interested in shooting, please. So far, I'm going to be able to clean sweep the revolver category. It'd be a shame. But this is also be another chance for us to win back a trophy for the House. So... please, if you haven't shot, there'll be plenty of highway patrolmen, police officers there in attendance to coach people. It's a lot of fun. If you don't have one of these sheets, come see me. We need them in today, though. Thank you.
Thank you. Further announcements? Speaker does have a couple of acts to sign. If someone would stay a second, you're free to go. Drive safe. Have a good weekend. An act to revise certain provisions regarding the documentation of data used to make adjustments during the assessment process for factors that affect the capacity of the land to produce agricultural products. An act to authorize dental hygienists to provide preventative and therapeutic services to more persons under certain circumstances. An act to eliminate the requirement that certain political subdivisions purchase an accounting manual. An act to revise the time frame for conducting hearings to vacate municipal streets or alleys. An act to revise certain provisions concerning the filing of campaign finance disclosure statements. An act to revise certain provisions regarding local historic preservation projects. An act to revise certain provisions relating to the excusal of a child from school. An act to authorize the Secretary of State to allow persons in charge of elections to use the state system. An an act to make the form and style revisions to certain statutes related to natural resources. An act to repeal a provision that requires county treasurers to collect the oldest delinquent property tax first. An act to revise certain provisions clarifying that counties are not responsible for constructing, repairing, or maintaining roads contained in improvement districts. Representative Turbeville. All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion carries.